This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 10/28/20. Just a few more days to go till election day. And this is show number 148. Well, Nick, what's going on here with the markets?
Well, we got a pretty big sell-off today. We woke up and we saw a big gap down. Futures were down about 65 points at the open. Right now, they're trading down as well by about 98 points. So pretty good sell-off we have on our hands today. Again, there's a lot of chatter in the financial media that virus cases are spiking in Europe. There's a lot of places that are shutting down. But overall, I really think this is more to do with the election than anything else. We have obviously less than a week to go, and we're getting all these new revelations about the Biden family. The market hates uncertainty. The market, I think, was maybe pricing in a victory for Joe Biden recently, but the polls have now shifted quite a bit. Even the polls that had Joe Biden up now have him basically up by a little bit or even flat, or in some of them even have him losing. So I think if you just put in margin of error, that bodes well for the President Trump. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I honestly think all of this selling is political. Even over here, I've been telling everybody to be careful going into this election. I can't overstate it. And, you know, now it's showtime. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there. And, hey, I just remember it's attributed to Churchill, this saying, but I don't think he said it. Something to the effect of God looks after fools, children, drunks, and the United States of America. Hopefully that's more true now than ever before.
Hopefully so. I haven't heard that one, but Churchill has had some a fair share of his statements, so I wouldn't rule it that he didn't say it.
Yeah, well, you know, he had a lot of good ones. Hey. You know, whatever happens here, life is going to go on in one form or another. You know, the COVID is so bad here in the U.S. that 2 days ago we had 6 deaths attributed to it. The day before, the day after that, on the 25th, 4. On the 26th, 5. So it sounds like a pandemic to me.
Yeah, well, and it's just an excuse to shut down again. So, I mean, it really is amazing, but you could have, you know, great statistics like you're mentioning. And listen, I don't want to make light of any death, but, you know, when you have numbers that low, and then if you look at the flu numbers, I mean, they're almost non-existent now. So it is, you know, it is a tale of two, I guess a story of two tales here. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But I have to think this is all political. And again, I'm looking for the market to put in some kind of a low very soon here.
Yeah, I guess pandemics are in the eyes of the beholder. And look, it's just the fatality rate has gone so much lower. I like to point out the fact that Chris Christie survived, and that guy was an encyclopedia of comorbidities. A couple of years younger than me, actually grew up in the town next to mine. And he managed to survive it fine. He's out there, no problem. So if Chris Christie can get through the COVID-19 epidemic, then I think there's hope for all of us.
I think there is. And again, you know, we've been talking about this, Kerry, really since March, I would think, maybe even earlier than that. But if you are compromised in any way, you have to take some precautions. But if you're a healthy individual and you're in good shape, I think you got to go about and live your life. And, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. But this is a very highly contested election. I have to think a lot of this really has to do with politics. And, you know, we'll see where we go from here.
Hey, absolutely. So Microsoft had some pretty stellar earnings, didn't it?
They did have pretty good earnings. Numbers were good. I don't think their guidance was all that great. That might be one of the reasons why the stock is selling off today, but it's down about $8.80 as we speak. That's about 4% lower on the session. So Microsoft getting hit a little bit. I think the stock has a lot of support, though, around the $200 level. So we'll see where we go there. Overall, tomorrow afternoon is when we get the big earnings from Apple, Amazon, Facebook. So the reaction from these companies after earnings tomorrow night could really set the tone going into the election. But we'll see how the market reacts. I think the markets right now have had, you know, a tremendous sell-off into these earnings announcements. So the bar has been lowered a little bit here. And we'll see what comes out after those earnings tomorrow night. That'll be more, even more important than the Microsoft earnings, which were out last night.
If you remember last election, 2016, where Trump pulled out this shocking victory, the market initially went down. I think it was down over 1,000 points, maybe close to 2,000. And gold was up a couple $100 an ounce. And then, like magic, it just reversed. The market wound up going up. The gold prices, you know, were largely unchanged or down a little.
Yeah, I'll never forget that night. You could just watch the futures market. As Trump started to take the lead, the futures started to really, really tank. And when you think about it, why would the futures go lower, right? Because they were just honestly pricing in a Hillary victory. And then once the market caught it, you know, caught its senses a little bit and said, "Whoa, this is a pro-growth president. Well, let's buy the market up." And I saw the biggest reversal I've ever seen in the overnight futures market. It was quite something to witness. And again, I think the markets right now, if Trump has a victory, you're going to get a pretty big rally just off the initial victory, especially if there's no problems with the mail-in ballots and, you know, somebody, if Joe Biden just, you know, if Trump wins and Biden concedes and said, "Hey, you're the president," and it's a simple passing of, you know, a blessing that, all right, I lost, and they walk away, I think the market really rips higher.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I just think, honestly, that everything that could go wrong has been speculated about, and I just think that it's going to be better than, in terms of finality of the election, than anybody is anticipating it. We're going to know probably before 11 o'clock. That's just my guess.
I think you could be right. It could be just a Y2K. Remember, everybody was preparing for Y2K, and then really nothing ever came of it. So it could be, you know, another Y2K. I like the fact, though, that all of these scenarios are out there. I think that helps things, and hopefully everybody's checking all of these ballots and everything else, because this is, you know, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. So we'll see how it plays out. But if there is a conclusive Trump victory, this market will rip to the upside.
Yeah. Yeah. And one way or the other, well, we were talking about the other day, should Biden win with his promised tax increases, particularly capital gains, that could really be disastrous for the market, at least in the short run.
Oh, I think you get a 2-3 year bear market right off the bat. I don't even think you have to really wait very long for it to occur. There's just nothing that is good about their plan economically. So, you know, if you just look at some of the things he said about the tax increase on people making over $400,000, I mean, the people that make over $400,000 are the people that pay the bulk of the taxes already. So that would just stagnate all sorts of growth. It will eliminate people from getting wealthy. It will nobody will have the incentive to go out there and work hard. They're going to cut their income right at 400 grand or just below it. So that's what's going to happen. And I just think it's a disastrous plan. And you know, you might hear different from the academics out there, but real life trader that'll kill growth.
Yeah. So one thing, and there's not a lot of these stocks around, but gun sales, firearms, ammunition have just been through the roof. That's kind of the prepper segment of the market. Is there any way to play that?
Yeah, you have stocks out there, and they've actually pulled back quite a bit since August, but you have stocks like Strum Ruger, Smith & Wesson. Those are the ways that you can play those stocks. RGR, that's the one I follow most closely these days. I think that's probably a good indication. But that peaked out in early August. I mean, it broke out, went to $90, made a higher high double top from 2014, and it's been pulling back ever since. Right now it's around $65. A level I like for Strum Ruger, and I'm going to be playing it, is going to be around $54, $55. When it gets down there, I think that's where we can step into Strum Ruger. Right now it's around $65. I still think it needs to do some more of a pullback, but that's a level around 54, 55, where I jump into that stock all day. As far as Smith and Wesson goes, I still need to do a little bit more work on that one. But Strum Ruger is the way to play it, from what I can see.
Yeah, it's interesting because civil unrest's been going on unabated. Gun sales have been going on unabated. Maybe that's a bullet bearish because it's anticipating a Biden victory.
That's a possibility, but you got to remember too, some of these names have had, when they anything goes parabolic, you know, things pull back, and that's what happened with Strum Ruger. You can make a case for Smith and Wesson did the same type of pattern as well. That's actually holding up better at the moment than Strum Ruger. I just think the upside is not so great for that one. But, you know, when I look at these stocks right now, if you look at Strum Ruger, which RGR is a ticker symbol, you know, it paints a different picture, right? It tells us, you know, in August we were going to have civil unrest, and we did. And now it's calmed down. It's come back in. And I think it's telling us that, you know, we have a fair chance of a Trump victory here.
Hey. So no matter who wins the election, Smith and Wesson will be one of the winners, huh?
Well, Smith and Wesson has had a great run, but I'm going to go with RGR, Strum Ruger, $54, $55. I think that's a good trade right there.
All right. And hey, we would be remiss if we didn't pass on our observations today about the gold pullback.
Yeah, so gold is getting hit a little bit today. You have the GLD down about $3-$3.50. That's a decline of about 2%. Gold futures, as we speak right now, are down about $42, which is a little over 2%. And again, we're at around 1870. But you know, I like I tell everybody every night in my trading group, I said, just you know, sit tight, let it tell you what to do. Pattern's still not done; it hasn't completed itself, and we're just getting backing and filling. And that's really, you know, I like days like this for gold. I want to see gold come down because I want to go and buy that paper gold. Like I've said before, I've never sold an ounce of my gold bullion or silver bullion, but you know, the paper product, which is what I do in my trading account, I think that gives us a good opportunity, and hopefully we see some further declines, which I think we will, before it becomes a buying opportunity.
Yeah, and that is kind of what you've been saying all along. Not to gloat, but many of our naysayers out there were saying, Nick missed it. Nick missed the big run-up and, you know, all of this nonsense. And basically, you've been consistent throughout. You've said that that it's going to pull back and it's a buy in the long run, and nothing has changed to make us think otherwise.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just a lot of chart experience. It's nothing, you know, nothing magical here. I know the central bankers printing a ton of money. When you look at the fundamental outlook for gold, it looks amazing. But the reality of it is these are just charts. And charts just represent human nature. And when you learn the chart, you're not always going to get it right. I'll be the first to say I'm never going to get it always correct. There's going to be trades I'm going to have that I miss on, I miscalculated, or maybe the pattern shifted on you. But when you look at the bigger picture, the bigger time frames, the patterns are there. You want to stick with them. Like I always tell everybody, learn these charts. I mean, they're going to not guide you for a little while. They're going to guide you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's a great point. There's nothing really any different about what's happening now, is there?
No. There's never anything different in the market. And that's the irony. People think this time is different. It's never different. And Bernard Baruch used to say that. Jesse Livermore used to say that. All the legendary traders from yesteryear used to, you know, have said that the market never changes. And again, you know, we just watch the chart patterns, let the chart patterns dictate to us what's going to happen. And I think that's ultimately what makes money.
All right. Well, we like that. And I think we'll leave it at that. Go take a look at Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com, for his extensive trading record. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com, with your comments, your feedback. We're going to go over them tomorrow or Friday. That's it for now. Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.